Are we starting?
What are you asking me?
I think, like, the whole last thing was about, like, our sponsors and free the cheese.
Yeah.
Free the cheese.
Okay. You want to talk about free the cheese?
No, I don't want to. No, we're done with that.
We hashtag free the cheese.
We already did everything we could for the cheese.
We did. Well, so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want to talk about?
Are you recording right now?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about history time, man.
All right, well, give us a history time story.
Are you recording right now?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out, right? Because you're sneaky. So, how do you think this sneaky thing works out for you?
It, so far, so good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You told me it wasn't that sneaky time.
I cannot reveal these things yet.
You can't.
I can't reveal my secrets.
Something you did that was sneaky, worked. You know, and so you're asking me about sneaky stuff.
No.
No. I'm supposed to tell you a sneaky story, but you're not going to tell me a sneaky story.
Sneaky story.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize.
About Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Yeah.
We have to pause.
Why?
Sure. I am so happy.
I'm so excited.
That you brought up
yes. A
certain topic.
What did I bring up? I don't know.
Well, okay, so.
Yeah.
I have three terms.
Terms?
Terms.
Like
words.
Okay.
That I would like.
All right. Let's hear it.
To figure out how we tie them together.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
First is Italy.
The book.
The second is the year.
Mussolini.
The year 1743.
That would be Napoleon.
And the third is inventions.
Oh, you're talking about the Renaissance. All together, this is a Renaissance.
Is it?
Well, I mean, in an ugly way. You know, I don't know how much you know about French history.
I'm not talking about French.
No, this ain't me, French history.
Yeah, no.
And Italian history.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Italian and French history. So they finally got bored of it, and they sent Napoleon to his own island, and he came back from the island, and then he became the Emperor of France.
Okay.
That's not what I was trying to talk about.
Okay, but do you know what the term...
1775.
Pazzo.
What?
Pazzo, peso. P-A-Z-Z-O. Do you know what that means?
I think it's a crappy car.
No, but you're close.
Oh, Peugeot. That's what I meant. The Peugeot. And then what's
that? Fugo?
Yeah. Not very good at anything. That's a line on the lid.
Well, it means, in Italian, it means fool.
Yeah, so you're a foolish person if
yeah.
you buy this
yeah,
car.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
What's so. Another name for someone who is a fool?
Larry.
Close.
Man, I got a problem with Larry. Man, Larry. Let me tell you about, you know what Larry did?
No.
You don't want to know?
What is a girl's name for fool?
Whoever I'm dating at the time. Whoever I'm seeing.
Can you go back that far?
What are you doing? You got a piece of paper over there.
Patsy! A Patsy!
You don't call a girl Patsy.
I just said a girl.
Have you ever known a girl named Patsy?
Yes, I have.
You knew a girl named Patsy?
Yeah, but they usually go by Pat.
Like Peppermint Patsy? Peppermint Patty?
Probably.
Are we in a Charles Schultz like Peanuts cartoon?
Right.
What are we talking
so
about? I never knew a girl named. And I'm not going to say the name of a girl I ever did.
Okay.
Because. You know, and she was probably really good and really nice and super beautiful. And what, you know, and I was the problem. I'm never going to give that up. But
know you always say
that. Yeah, I was. Anyway, what are you talking about? You got a piece of paper here. You're hitting me up. Hey, we didn't even talk about the cheese. We didn't talk about the cheese!
Oh, quit it.
There was a
young lady named Martha.
I don't know anybody named Martha.
And Martha's nickname was Patsy.
Did you know she was the oldest Springfieldonians?
The oldest daughter.
1.4 billion.
The oldest daughter of who?
I know. Are you asking me or are you telling me? Because I know.
Who? Martha, a.k.a. Patsy, was the oldest daughter of who?
Johnny Washington Apples.
Close.
Not close. No. That's an actual fact.
Thomas Jefferson.
That's what I said.
I said you were close.
Johnny Appleseed.
Okay.
Here's the thing I want to tell you.
What else about Italy? What?
I'm done with Italy.
No, you're not. You're going to like this. Just go with me.
All right.
So, what is your favorite TV show about Italians?
The A-Team.
Seriously.
Oh, The Sopranos.
Yes. Yes, The Sopranos. And what?
You know why? Because they always make ziti.
And what is in ziti? What meat is in ziti?
Italian sausage.
In your ziti?
Oh, turkey.
Really?
Yeah. Beef? I don't know. Yeah. What?
You should do beef.
Okay.
Is that what you put in it? Was turkey?
Yeah.
Beef would be better.
I know, because you're a turkey protector.
No, I just think the
flavor. You don't want your turkeys murdered.
I just felt like your thing was a little dry. It was a very good flavor. It was a little dry, so I think a little beef would be better. Anyway, all right, beef.
All right,
beef. So.
Why am I critiquing my ziti here?
Italian,
you gotta watch this show, right? If anybody hasn't watched, they're always eating ziti all the time in The Sopranos, and so you're like, at a certain point, there's like 12 seasons of this thing.
It's a lot of ziti.
You're like, at some point, you're like, I want to eat that. Because they're always fighting about it and yelling about it. And, like, it was all leftover ziti.
It was delicious. Your first attempt, it was delicious.
Well, that's not my point is that, like, I never wanted ziti. It's like Paul says. I never knew what it was to covet. You know? You know what I'm talking about, Paul? I never knew what it was to ziti. Until I watched that show. And then everybody was ziti crazy. I was like, oh, I gotta make some freaking ziti. You know? It never would have entered my mind or vocabulary.
I know. You talked about it for a long time. I was so excited.
And then I watched that show. And, like, I watched the show. It's a great show. Oh, it's actually not that great a show.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a decent show, I would say. Well, no, it's not even decent. But anyway, for any family, it's not decent. Okay. Anyway, so and I was like, I want some freaking. Okay. That's all. That was my takeaway from the show. I want to make. Hey, I'm trying to talk to you. You're trying to talk to me, but I'm trying to tell you the only reason I wanted any ziti. Because I saw that friggin' television show.
I know, and that's why I put it on here.
And then I made the ziti.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it right.
No, you did great.
But it was, it was delicious.
Yes. ate all of it.
And I will not. I can't even be
all
in the.
All of it that I took home.
I can't be in the mob because I'm not Italian.
No.
Maybe you can. No, you can't be in the mob. You're American Indian. What are we even talking about over here? All
right.
Why are we talking about Ziti? Why are we talking? You don't make any sense sometimes. I love you. You don't make any sense.
Okay,
why are we talking about this?
Well, can I go now? So, Soprano, Ziti, beef. The term beefy was coined in the year 1743. Do you know what else happened in the year
1743? Columbus drowned. I
don't know. Jefferson was born.
Thomas Jefferson was born. Hey, Thomas Jefferson was born.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
and what was his oldest daughter's name?
Are you getting Elda Watson?
Martha, also known as Patsy.
But Patsy. Yeah, Patsy okay. Elda Watson.
Okay, yeah. All right,
Patsy,
so then we were talking about Ziti. Wait.
No, I want to eat the Ziti, man.
Okay, so.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so Ziti, do you know what Ziti means? Or the actual name is, Matroni di Zita.
Yeah, that's why America's
and do you
in
know
charge
what that,
now. No, that's why America's in charge. Because people have come up with stupid names for like that. And then we conquer them and destroy them.
Because they have
them.
A more romantic language.
Kill them
right.
on battlefields.
Do you know what it literally translates into? Macaroni of the bride.
Macaroni of the... It's the bride's macaroni.
Yeah. Do you know who invented...
There's a bride demand.
Do you remember our three words? Italy, 1743, and inventions.
I'll believe you.
Do you know who invented the macaroni pasta machine?
Macaroni of the bride?
Yeah.
Eli Whitney.
Thomas Jefferson!
Oh, we're back to old Tommy Jeff.
You see where I'm going?
Oh, no, but see, you're getting on to my thing, and I don't want to get on to my thing. Yet.
I don't
want to
get on to my thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay. Thomas Jefferson invented the Eli Whitney of macaroni?
So in 1743...
I don't think any of that's true.
Which was about 280...
No, that's not true. Just making stuff
which
up.
Which was about 280
you're trying
years
to
ago.
Make the Italians look better because for starting World War One and Two, they started both of them. And you're just like trying to make it look fancy.
Well,
see what you did? See what you did?
Okay, but I'm talking about Thomas
Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson didn't have anything to do with that. It was way before that.
So, in 1743...
You think nobody made a noodle that was a little elbow-shaped before Thomas Jefferson?
In here, the machine. I didn't say they didn't
What are you
it.
Talking about a machine? You don't need a machine for this.
All right. So, in 1743...
You know, there was no tomatoes in Italy before Columbus came to the New World. They had no tomatoes. How do you think they made all these recipes? They didn't have any friggin' tomatoes over there.
Okay.
Columbus brought back... You're starting a thing! There was no tomatoes! Rome? There's no such thing as a Roma tomato!
Okay.
There was no tomato... Come on! You imagine a pizza. That's Italy. A pizza with no... See, the cauliflower pizza, that's the most accurate pizza they make. it had cauliflower.
We're not talking about cauliflower pizza.
They didn't have any friggin' tomatoes. There's nothing. Ketchup. There's no sauce. They had no tomatoes. The tomatoes were taken from the New World.
Do you know what the... The word
I yelled as loud as I could about this.
I know, you're going to lose your voice. We can.
I'm yelling about this. And you're not respecting my yelling.
No.
And I'm acting angry.
Yeah.
And I'm mad.
Because you're acting.
Yeah, but you're not respecting it. So I don't know what to do.
Monticello. Do you know what that term means in Italian?
It's a sailboat.
No.
Yeah.
It means little mountain.
A sailboat. That's what I said.
Do you know who named their home Monticello?
Oh, my boy. Okay. I'm sorry for everybody tuning in.
Who?
This is a history freaking Latin lesson.
My turn. Yeah. In history.
Yes.
Okay. Mine are actually facts.
No, I don't know. No, I got a trophy. Home.
Who named their home Monticello?
The guy that makes the wine.
Thomas Jefferson!
Oh, here we go with Jefferson again.
What else did Thomas Jefferson invent?
Light bulbs!
No.
Oh, it's Thomas Edison. Different guy.
Automatic doors.
You don't want me to mess with this right now, because I'm going to freaking break it.
Dumbwaiters?
Dumbwaiters?
Swivel chairs! I am swiveling in the chair I'm sitting in.
I'm going to let you go with this.
Polygraph machines.
That's not true.
And the macaroni machines. And Monticello is where Martha Jefferson Randolph, his oldest daughter.
Who the crap is Martha Jefferson Randolph?
Thomas Jefferson's oldest daughter.
Sally Ryan's grandma?
Also named... Patsy.
That's where I get the gangster.
Come on. You like this.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You did.
You put it together a lot, but I don't believe the things you put together.
I looked them all up. All right. I did it. And you acknowledge it.
I think we need a part two.
Acknowledge it.
You put it together. I don't think it's true, though. Because, you know why?
You are hurting my feelings.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. Here's the problem, Michelle.
It's not funny enough.
No.
You were the sense of humor.
No, it's not that. It's not that at all. I do not trust women. So whatever you tell me, I doubt
that. So full of it. So full of it.
No, yeah. I don't trust women at all.
All right. You know what? I've always said that you were a pretty smart guy.
You're over it now? You're done? You're telling me a thing, right?
Yeah.
And it might be true.
Yeah.
But... You're a woman.
Yeah, I am.
So you might have an angle on that truth that you're telling me.
Ah, okay.
So
what could that angle possibly be?
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
What would I have to gain?
Come on.
Can't
plan yet, prophets? Turkey egg sales?
Nope.
Beehive?
Nope.
Mustering?
No.
Do you have to, like, get a gang out there to muster at the beehive?
No.
Just you. You go out there. Oh, I don't really know.
Exactly.
I'm a little cautious. I'm not doubting your facts.
Yeah.
And you keep saying Thomas Jefferson forever.
I know, because it all tied in. That was the fun. That was my Thomas Jefferson
thing. I know, but it also scared me a little bit.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Because I might know something that you don't.
Yeah, right? Ooh. Yeah. Words me out.
The truth comes out.
Words me out a little bit.
My BFF.
Now, see, I don't like it when you say that, sir.
Maybe got some intellect.
Well, here's the thing. Uh-huh. Here's the thing.
What? Why did you motion to the recorder? Does that mean you want me to stop it because you don't want people to know your thing is? You don't want to... You don't want it recorded.
What are you talking about? We're not putting public photos out there. What are you talking about? Hey, come on. I don't want to talk business.
You want to talk business?
Oh, you want to talk business? Are we still on?
What the heck do you want to talk?
What's our time limit? Didn't you say that was about our
time? We are about at our time limit.
All right, then.
All right, so.
We'll do the next one.
Okay. Thank you, Liz, for listening to me.
This is Michelle's episode. She got me.